What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's time for the PM Team Weekend Review. Malzy, you survived the Pittsburgh Marathon.
Yeah, I mean, I did the relay, so I did 6.5 miles. That is not like a crushing distance, but yeah, it went well.
How'd your team do?
So it was two teams comprised primarily of people from our neighbor, like all of our neighbors. My neighbor Bethany, her team beat my team. They had a ringer, though. They had somebody who was like 15 years younger than every other runner running the hardest leg of the race against my lovely wife, Alex, who was crushing it and doing a really good job, but then just understandably got very tired by the like last mile of her run. Meanwhile, this woman, Mia, she's running against kind of, is just like, oh yeah, I felt great. She had to do, so this is their route. They had 6.4, I had 6.5, the two longest legs. I was in like the neighborhood parts, like Point Breeze, Homewood, Highland Park.
Mm-hmm.
Very flat, pretty easy run, honestly.
Congratulations on all your success cardiovascularly.
No, that's the other thing. I posted my little Apple Watch time and everyone's like, Malzy, your heart rate on average is way too high because it was averaging 194.
See, I told you people care about you.
Well, no, they're just like kind of like, hey,
you might die.
But that's how it is always because I have to take like albuterol for asthma anyway, and it elevates the heart rate. Alex's route, check this out. She had to start in the south or in Station Square, run like that long, lonely stretch of Carson Street where there's just nothing, it seems like, ever going to happen. First thing that actually happens in her run, she's got to go up the Birmingham Bridge. Go down the Birmingham Bridge for maybe 150 yards, which hurts your knees going downhill. Then you know that climb up Forbes Avenue, right?
Yep.
All the way up Forbes. Forbes barely levels off. You get like maybe a half mile of flat ground.
Yeah.
And then you got to do another subtle little climb into Shadyside. And so it's easily the hardest part of the whole course. Easily.
Do you think anybody ran the marathon yesterday without any training?
Like just said, I'm going to run 26.2 miles.
Or attempt to.
No, I think everybody probably at least did like a 5K. There was a woman.
But the 5K's not really training.
It's still you running. Like, I saw a woman who, at the very end, so she was in the last, like, tenth of a mile, like, as rounding on a Boulevard of the Allies. She had to be in her late 50s, I would guess, if I were just spitballing age-wise. She had her family, like, grandsons, maybe, running with her. God, lady, also, if you're, like, 40 years old and I just took a glance and got the wrong age, I'm sorry. And those are your kids, I'm really sorry, but I don't think so. So she had a whole family running with her, like, for the very last part of it. They had a big banner. It was her 200th marathon. 200 of those things.
You know what that number is going to say for me? Zero, pal. I ain't never running one of these marathons.
Do you know how many miles that is, Don? That's something like, so
200 times 26?
Yeah, full marathons.
So what, 26.2 times 200?
5,200 miles? Am I doing that math right? I think I am.
Pony, you would never do one?
No,
even though
I
now
can't
you're in
20.
Great shape?
No, it's different. If it were like a Schwarzenegger weightlifting competition, maybe one day I'll get there.
Pony's going to end up having that, like, the rectal prolapse. He's going to be deadlifting and things are going to go out the wrong way. You've heard of those, Donnie. Those are terrifying.
No, what happens?
It's called a rectal prolapse. Look it up. It happens when you're straining heavily to lift heavy weights sometimes.
Wouldn't even try the half?
No.
What about a relay like I did, like where you can pick one of the lengths? Like the shortest length was like 3.8 miles.
Maybe.
I think you could do a relay.
I could get coaxed into that. I don't think I'd do well. I don't think I'd do as well as your son did.
Dude,
he was
so
flying.
Lennox did the kids mile with Alex the day before, and she kept asking him to slow down. She did run a very good relay leg, which we are all proud of her for. She's asking him to slow down multiple times. He ran 10 minutes, 19 seconds at 6 years old. I asked her after the race, I was like, how many times did you ask him? And she's like, at least once or twice. He had to stop basically and turn around and look for me. He would have run it in under 10 minutes. He absolutely is faster for a mile than several people who work on this station.
He might be faster than me.
Oh, he would have beaten me. But then I also brought up to you that I was faster when I was 6, 7, 8 years old than I am right now.
How about this? Kid on our street ran the same race that Lennox did. 7 years old, mile, 7 minutes and 34 seconds.
Yeah, that's a future Division I athlete there.
Disgusting.
Those little kids just have the insane amount of energy.
Energy, and they're not like, their body isn't carrying like the weight that an adult is carrying. But yeah, it was fun. I mean, I got to see a part of the course I had never seen before, which is cool.
This also happened this weekend.
Under 10 seconds to go. The Jets with an opportunity. Ehlers misfires, passes across the shot. They score! Can you believe it? My goodness!
Game-tying goal, under 2 seconds left. Game 7, Jets and Blues. Winnipeg was down 3-1, pulled its goalie, scored those two goals. That one basically at the buzzer. And then they would beat St. Louis in overtime to survive and advance to the next round of the playoffs.
Latest.
It was the first double overtime game 7 since, I think, 2019 is what I saw.
It's also the latest, obviously, probably here, this is an obvious stat, latest game-tying goal in a game 7 in history, 1.6 seconds left.
Wow, I didn't have that stat. Good job, Malzi.
Also, Buchergross, I guess, tweeted out like a picture of the score bug where it said like Winnipeg or St. Louis 3, Winnipeg 2, 2 seconds left, third period. And he just wrote, the team on the bottom won this hockey game. Unpopular, I think, take as like a true sports fan, just for both of you. I tweeted this out. I'll get your take on it now. I think if that happens to me and I'm a Blues fan, I just say I'm going to bed. Screw it. I'm not watching overtime. No good is coming of overtime. I think that'd be it for me. I see that goal going with less than 2 seconds left on the clock. I'm out. I'm done. Unless it's my job, obviously. If I'm a fan who's just like, do I want to go to bed pissed off potentially? I don't even care about the potential that my team could win.
So I disagree with you in this respect. The Penguins don't have a tortured history like that. So if that happened to them, I wouldn't automatically assume that they were going to lose. But if the Pirates blew a 3-1 lead with two outs and two strikes in the ninth inning and it went 3-3 to extra innings, I would agree with you that it was over.
I'm done, man. I'm tapping out.
In that situation, I would think, ball game. They ain't coming back from this. It was interesting because that was on the 25th anniversary. They mentioned it because Brian Boucher was between the benches last night. That was on the 25th anniversary of the 5 overtime game here in Pittsburgh. The longest hockey game in the modern era.
Who scored the winning goal for the Flyers in that game, Don?
I don't know.
Big Keith Primo.
Never would have guessed.
Do you know who scored the winning goal when the Penguins beat the Caps in 4 overtimes? Ole the goalie was in there for Washington.
Was that the Kasparaitis goal?
No, that was to beat
Nedved?
Buffalo. Yeah, it was Peter Nedved just throwing a lazy wrist shot from the left circle.
Was that 95?
I thought that was 96.
97?
Or no, 97. 97.
Okay. I think I got my odd years in the 90s screwed
up. I'm serious, though. You guys probably think I'm saying that or whatever. I'd be like, I know Pony's saying, like, hey, if my team doesn't have a tortured history in that department, maybe it'd be different. I think that would be it for me. It would be such a gut punch. I did go to bed before that game ended. We watched the whole first overtime.
Who's we?
Alex and her friend Lauren and I, and then Ace was still awake.
So you have your wife and
her best friend, who also loves hockey.
Oh, okay.
Hanging out at
the house. I was going to say, that's like, could Donnie have convinced Sarah, hey, honey, let's stay up till 11 o'clock and watch the second overtime of Jets Blues?
We actually did have it on. We were in bed.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Wow. The family
affair.
It was
almost like she got invested by the very late goal.
Here's the funniest part. Alex wanted the game on. We had people over after the race. So we had like our whole, everyone that we ran with basically came over and hung out for a couple hours. So we had the games on the outside, on the TV outside, and Alex wanted to make sure we put hockey on, so I did. The third period starts in that game, and Ace, I guess, threw a fit. I had gone inside to watch TV. They put on Toy Story for Ace. They missed the whole third period.
Man. Did I have a friggin' before that game
started? Can you imagine if he wouldn't do that, A, for no. Stella. But can you imagine if he was convinced to do it because the game was a 3-1 game? He'd be beside himself.
See, I got all the shenanigans in before that game started. We had to go to Stella's cousin's birthday party. And it was at this place in Robinson where literally, I'm not going to name the place, it looks like it's a broken arm waiting to happen. It's just kids jumping around, flying around.
I think most people know exactly the
place. I'm at this place and I'm like,
yeah,
somebody's going to break a nose, an arm, or a hand while I'm here.
No, everybody knows.
There's
going to
be an ambulance in the parking lot, and I'm just praying it's not my daughter today.
Everybody knows the place you're talking about.
It's amazing that places like that are still open in 2025.
Brother, they're exceptionally popular. I believe if it's the place I'm thinking of, they've just opened up pretty recently a massive new one.
Because I feel like parents are less cool with kids breaking stuff in 2025.
Don't you think there's a lot of soft landings at most of those places, though?
Well, I didn't see a lot of soft landings, dude.
They start cranking up the Limp Bizkit, maybe.
Corn? Oh, break stuff you're talking about. Yeah, I gotcha.
I thought that was the coolest song ever because of how much he swore in it when I was, whatever, 13 or 14. I was like, man, this is awesome.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.